Hello.
Hi, John. It's Samantha here. How are you?
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I just read your text now, which says that changing the point size from 12 to 11.5 or 11 solves the problem. No, that's not going to work. That won't work.
All right, well, then I don't really have any great solutions for you. I don't mind doing this necessarily in two volumes, but the problem is that everybody has already ordered, and has already paid the price. So if you want to do in two volumes, you're going to have to do it where the people who already ordered are not going to be paying any more money.
Okay, all right. And these pre-orders that you're referring to, did they place an order personally with you, or did they place an order on Amazon or Barnes & Noble? Where exactly
did No, they've ordered. I wish you guys would get together and have these discussions because Max is fully in on all of this. I don't know why these discussions aren't had because I keep answering the same questions. No, we have the orders that we have. We're done through the website that you guys helped us to create, through us.
Gotcha.
And that was part of the basis of the 300 soft cover and an 80 hardcover.
Okay. All right. So the printed copies that you are taking from us, the print-on-demand order, that is actually equivalent to the pre-orders. We can say that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there certainly aren't as many pre-orders as 300 soft cover. But we have something like 150, I think it's like 150 soft covers and about 60 or so hard covers. So we've got to cover those people and send them a book or books. I don't care. But I can't go back and charge them more money. They've already paid. And they paid a pre-order price that was determined by the price of the book. So if you're going to do this, one of the problems is that if you're going to do it in two volumes, the biggest problem I can see is that the price of the book, obviously, since there's technically now two of them, is going to go up substantially. I don't know if it doubles, but it's going to go up substantially, and that's a big problem for sales.
Okay, John, first of all, I'm not sure how Max gave you that costing for per copy costing for paperback and for hardcover.
Did you look at the receipt? Because I sent that over to you.
Yes, I
got that.
I sent
that over to Josh. You've got the receipt. I mean, we went through this. We went through this. We went through the amounts. We went through what the cost was going to be. And then he put it onto the receipt and sent it over to me. So I have no idea. I just can tell you what he did.
Yep. I understand that. Okay. All right. Now, about the pre-orders, I'm thinking there are two ways moving forward from here. About the pre-orders, either we can deliver a special edition, like a compiled copy, not dividing it into volumes, just for the pre-orders. We can either do that. We can send them the compiled volume. We can call it a special edition since it's going through you. And then moving forward, we're going to go with the division of volume 1 and volume 2. As for the publication, we'll go as it is, you know, in terms of the breakdown of two volumes. We'll publish the book accordingly to that plan. Now, there is a second way as well that we actually provide them volume 1 in the pre-orders. But then again,
Let me stop you there. Originally, just so you know, originally when this was discussed, we discussed the issue of doing this as a volume 1, volume 2. Mm-hmm. And I said to you guys at the time, and I also said, I explained it to Max as well, we cannot do it as a two-volume released at different times. So whatever happens, it has to all come out at the same time.
Yes. Okay.
So there can actually be sold at one time. It can be, if we have to cut it into two volumes, we could talk about that, but it all has to be sold at one time.
Okay. Do you think we have a margin on your pre-orders? Maybe we can inform them later that you placed the order for volume one only. Do you think we can do that?
No.
Okay, then special edition.
Samantha. There's something that this is what happens when too many of you have no idea what's going on and don't talk to each other. This book started a year ago, over a year ago now. This was supposed to be out. This should already be out and should already be done. And it's the fault of you guys that it's not. So now I'm stuck with bad choices and bad problems because none of you guys talk to each other. Okay? The problem here is that the contents of the book, which clearly you know nothing about, the contents of the book has to come out all at one time. It's a report. It's essentially a report. It has all sorts of documents and information and everything regarding a four-year investigation. It can't come out in Part A and Part B at separate times. The people who ordered the book, or the people, Samantha, the people who ordered the book are expecting to get the entirety of the book. That's what they ordered. That's what was discussed. Everybody discussed this. Everybody was clear on this concept. And at the time that Max gave me the prices, Max was fully aware of how many pages the book was, because we discussed that as well.
Gotcha. Well, then Max messed up pretty bad, and we are just picking up the pieces here. Okay, John, what I'm going to do at this point of time, I will go ahead. Let's proceed with the special edition that I told you about for your pre-orders, you know, the printed copies. And then moving forward, we can go with Volume 1 and Volume 2, but we won't release them at different times. We'll launch them at the same time. That way people can order both the books or both the volumes together. Furthermore, we will have them integrated on Amazon. So if anybody's ordering Volume 1, they will see a link or a pop-up for Volume 2 as well. So they can, you know, just
hold on,
go ahead.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Yeah. Wait, hold on. One second. What's the problem with that?
Okay, Samantha, hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
My suggestion is that that's what you got to do. I think you should bundle them into one offering so people buy it as one thing. They buy Volume 1 and 2 together.
Yes, exactly.
And they can't be, just so you know, the book is not designed for that. I could have done that, and I would have written it slightly different. I would have edited it slightly different. The book, as in current form, is not designed for that. So you can't sell Volume 1 and separately Volume 2. They have to be sold as a set.
Yes, as a set. Yes, we can work that out. But the main problem, the reason why we are moving forward with this alternate resolution, it's because of the high page count limit that Amazon has restricted us on. Otherwise, we would have, you know, published this directly as one version or one format. Furthermore, let me talk to Max as well and see how exactly he gave you the breakdown of the costing. For the print-on-demand orders, I am still recommending that we go with a special edition combined version.
Samantha, let me be clear on this. I'm willing to go with that, with a special edition, as long as we can get this done quickly. I can't be waiting 15 business days. We can't be waiting 3 weeks for this crap, okay?
Of course.
Can't
of
do
course.
It. Yeah, literally, I was supposed to go see somebody tomorrow who's very, very, very well known in the media and provide them with a book because I was supposed to have these already. Now I can't do that. So you're really costing me and you guys a shitload of money.
I understand, John. And
I don't think you honestly do. I don't think you understand how much shitloads of money you're costing both me and you at the moment, okay? So whatever you're going to do, if you're going to do the special edition one, got to get the fucking thing out. I can't have this keep going day after day after day with you guys not knowing what you're doing, not know what anybody said, not know what anybody was talking about, and then every day there's something new. Even today, let me give you an example, okay? Last night I got the Amazon version, okay? Mm-hmm. I got the draft of the Amazon one. I go on there, I open it up. Nothing is centered. Stuff is all over the place. Now, I understand there's some adjustments that have to be made for the Kindle version. But why the hell did Josh and his team not review this file before sending it to me? So this morning I sent them pictures from the thing. I took photos of it. I said, here's something wrong, here's something wrong, here's something wrong, here's something wrong. Even the internal notes that you guys made were showing up in the Kindle version as footnotes. Okay? Now, 5 minutes of you idiots reviewing this would have showed you guys that you had a problem. It's not just that something stuff wasn't centered anywhere. I mean, you've got, you know, titles of chapters that are all over the place, that are centered right, centered left, in the middle, not in the middle. You got a mess. Nobody looked. But the problem is how the hell did you allow your own notes, internal notes on the book, to be left in the copy that you stuck on there? I mean, did nobody read any of this? I mean, once again, Samantha, nobody's looking at stuff. Nobody's reviewing stuff. You don't just hit a button and then send it to me. Why does this keep happening?
No, I'm going to work on that. I will sit with the team and
Samantha, we've been working on this for weeks, and you still make the same mistakes over and over and over.
I apologize, John. I apologize.
And just so you know, so I got back from Josh, and Josh said, okay, I'll look into this with the team. I have no idea what that crapping word means. You'll look into this? How about you send me a fucking file that's actually finished, that actually works?
Mm-hmm.
How about just for once, we pretend you guys are professional here, and I'm going to get an actual working file.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how the hell does this keep happening? They aren't reviewing stuff. They're not even reviewing their own shit. Come on. You've gotten to the point where it's not only beyond unprofessional, it's that I literally cannot trust anything that you guys do.
I understand, John.
How is that possible?
Let me just go ahead and sort this issue out and get back to you, okay? So I will probably text
you. No, I don't want somebody getting back to me. Samantha, this is what I expect.
Okay.
By tomorrow morning, I better fucking have an Amazon copy that doesn't have this shit in it.
Okay?
Period.
All right.
Okay? There's no excuse for this. And there's no reason why I don't have that already today. Okay? And this time, somebody better sit the fuck down and actually review this before they send it to me. Because if I find the same exact problems, you know, I'm going to pull this fucking project, I'm going to make you refund every fucking dollar that I've spent, and then I'm going to sue you for all the damages you've caused.
Understood.
This is absurd. I mean, we're getting to a point, Samantha, where this is absurd. And like I said, look at what he sent me. Look at my text back to him with the photos. I mean, I don't understand. How does this happen over and over and over?
Got you. Let me sort this out, and you will have the copy in your inbox tomorrow morning, first thing.
All right, so the next thing is that what's the timetable here? You've got a book there. How are we getting it? How are we getting it now, the special edition, out? I don't give a crap about what Max did or didn't do. That's your internal problem to deal with Max. What I do need is what the new pricing is going to be to do a two-volume set.
Okay.
Okay? That's what you're going to be sending me. I expect that before the end of today. I want
all
to
right.
know the pricing now. If you're going to do it as a two-volume set, obviously you'll put Volume 1 and Volume 2 on the cover. I want to see the covers. So now I need to see the new covers with Volume 1 and Volume 2 on them, don't I? So that should be here. I don't know why I'm not seeing that. I mean, come on, guys. This is not complicated shit.
Of course. I needed to have this discussion with you first.
But I don't have any of that. So what I get is I finally get a call from you, which I appreciate, but at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with another hour left in the workday with nothing further than what I had yesterday.
John,
I still can't fulfill orders. I still can't get people copies.
John, I couldn't initiate on two volumes until and unless I had your permission. That's why I wanted to have a word
right,
with
but
you
but that
first.
Call could have been made to me at 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay, tell me something. Do you actually have an idea where exactly we can break the book into two volumes?
Yes, I do. I have an idea of where you can break up the book. I can't tell you the exact spot at the moment, but there's a spot where you could break up the book, and I will send that to you and tell you exactly where to do it. And it'll be enough so that either way, neither thing will be over 500 pages, obviously.
Just text it to me. Yeah, just text it to me so that I can get the exact page count for Volume 1 and Volume 2 after the division, and I'll start working on the revised formats as well, along with the book cover.
And I need those freaking special edition ones as fast as anybody can print them.
You got it. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to let you go now.
Thank you.